So you've probably seen the photos of like these crazy World Cup fans wearing the painted bodies and the insane hats all over their heads. Probably none of them that you saw anyway were from Afghanistan. But you may be surprised to know that there are some incredibly passionate soccer fans and World Cup fans in Afghanistan, including our next guest. He lives in Kabul. He thinks soccer is gaining a huge following in Afghanistan, and it seems like it already has one. Rahmatullah Qureshi works as an advisor in the Ministry of Education in Afghanistan. Huge soccer / football fan, right, Qureshi?
Yeah, I am.
Well, this—I gotta say—this World Cup watching experience for you must be very different than when you were watching it in, say, 1994 and 1998.
Absolutely, it's very different. We can watch it without any fear, and there is no problem for us. And I mean, like, we are relaxed watching this football tournament than we were watching in 1994.
Well, what was going on in 1994? How did you watch the World Cup then?
As I said, you know, it was prohibited to watch the football, but we had to watch it because there are so many fans, crazy fans in Afghanistan for football, and football is a very famous sport in Afghanistan. So we had to speak to our friends, you know, in advance that we had to catch some of the important matches, especially the final. And we went to one of our friends' house, and inside the basement, you know, inside the house, in the basement, we had to arrange the battery and the TV, and then we had to watch the final game. So that if we are shouting, so the shout doesn't come out to the streets, and that people will know, or the people will know that we are watching TV, so we'll be caught. So that's why we went inside the house in the basement, and we watched this final game of football.
So help me understand, how big is football, soccer in Afghanistan? How many people are fans?
Well, it's difficult to say the estimation, but what is very much clear to everybody in Afghanistan is that football is the first sports, the first major sports played by many people in Afghanistan. Because, you know, many schools in Afghanistan, many high schools have got the football sports grounds. And plus, we have big stadiums for major cities in Afghanistan for football. So that's the indication. And if you come to Kabul, there is a you know, a big ground. It's not a football ground. It's just only a grass ground. It's a huge one. You will see within half a kilometer, square kilometer, play that there are 5 teams or 10 teams playing in the same area in the same place with just, you know, the goalposts are closer in between 20 meters, but there are teams playing the football.
All right, so that's a football mob scene you're describing there in Kabul, Rahmatullah Qureshi. But how does does football compete with Buzkashi? That's the national game of Afghanistan, where you kick that
boat
around.
Yeah, Buzkashi is a cultural game. Historically, we have this game, and Afghanistan is known by Buzkashi. But when it comes to people playing sports, it's a lot more soccer. It's soccer. It's not Buzkashi, because Buzkashi is a difficult game. It's not for everybody.
But Afghanistan isn't in the World Cup, Qureshi. So what teams are you supporting?
I know. We always wanted, especially following our cricket team. They went to the T20 World Cup in West Indies. So everybody has been talking about why not the football. But you know, the people, they are always, you know, supporting, or their favorite teams are the big nation teams, especially starting from Brazil. Most people like Brazil, followed by Argentina. You know,
they like
Brazil,
South American
Argentina
teams.
Yeah, because of Pele, you know. Pele is the person, you know, when my father was talking to me about him, that, well, he was playing very well. And then, you know, Argentina, because of the Maradona. So these people make big differences, these big stars. And also the UK team, David Beckham, is also somebody who is very famous. That's why people will like the UK team, because David Beckham once used to play there.
Like,
and also
Beckham.
Rooney.
Right.
Yeah.
How about the U.S. team? Is anyone rooting for the U.S. team in Afghanistan?
Yeah, actually, in the past, I was not so much talking about the U.S. team, but since after 9/11, since they are here in Afghanistan, so people, they really want to see how Americans are playing the soccer. So there are now, you know, at least some interest among the people, as far as I know, that they would like to to see how Americans are playing, and especially when they heard that Americans play the final in South American tournament against Brazil. So it means they are playing very well, and that's why people would like to see their match, because we have a big presence of U.S. in Afghanistan.
Well, you've been a huge soccer fan, Qureshi, for years. Tell me, any tips for the U.S. team? I mean, what do you think? Where are their weaknesses?
Well, what I saw in their couple of matches is that there is lack of coordination. So I see many people going in one spot, all of them, like, you know, especially the defense was not that organized. So I think the most important thing is the center. They should
keep the center. Well, who's better organized, NATO forces or the U.S. soccer team?
Well, I don't know about the NATO. The media is explaining them very well, you know, and we all know how they are organized. But at least I would say the team is much better than the NATO.
Okay. Is soccer political at all in Afghanistan?
No, not at all. It's a game. It's everywhere. I have seen some of the provinces where there is no paved ground. There's no level ground. There are, you know, people are playing on the hills and close to the mountains. It's a very hard land, but still you'll see children and people there playing football. They don't want to miss it.
Ramatala Qureshi, a civil servant for the Afghan Ministry of Education, an admittedly huge football fan there in Afghanistan. Thanks so much for joining us. He joined us from Kabul.
You're welcome.